had a younger man in yeshiva last Friday, lost his wife and his daughter. So I went to Menachem Oval, very close to him. So he went to the hospital the whole time. I couldn't visit him, but today, yesterday, he went out of the hospital. So I went to Menachem Oval. So he told me, ah, Chas be Hashem. He remembers 2 seconds that he was awake. He doesn't remember the accident. He remembers a second that he woke up in the hospital, in the ambulance for a second when they put him in, for a blink of a second. And he was awake again when he came into the hospital, for a blink of a second. And when he woke up in the ambulance for a blink of a second, he sees on top of him a lady, a paramedic. The ambulance was a gator, so the owner was moving all over the paramedic. This lady is a friend of the family. She's a friend of the family. He knows this paramedic. For sure, Shemiyah told everyone who is the family. She stayed with him the whole Shabbos. She took the doctors with the care of him. And he felt Ashgocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. Hashem didn't send him alone. It's 1 out of 1 billion. How much paramedics? Bichlal, ladies, you know. Yeah. That this frum lady will be punk in the ambulance that will pick him up Friday, because she doesn't work anyway. It's 1 out of 1 billion that in his car accident that the paramedic will be. It's kimat nachayach. It's kimat nachayach. He felt Ashgoche. Mamish felt Hashem was with him. And I thought, what is bothering him, he said, that he tells it to everyone and no one knows what he wants. He lost his wife, he lost his daughter. A paramedic, you know. He damn feels that he felt a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he can't share it with no one. Everyone that he tells him. He feels like Chmanis. He's back and he passed a hard time. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what to do. He loves this story. So I told him it's Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Yosef HaTzadik. He said this in Chumashir a couple months ago. Yosef HaTzadik. His brothers kidnapped him, took off his clothes, put him in a pit. They sold him to a slave. His life is destroyed. Lost his father, going to be a slave with nothing on him, natik. And the Arabs that are carrying him are noisim nechoit v'tzori. Like Rashi, dalkom shel arabim, we know the Arabs have the oil. Why is this in then already they had the oil? Zeishtet in Rashi, the Arabs all had the oil. I don't know how they got it. Zeishtet in Rashi, the Arabs have oil. It smells. And he was carrying psalmim. Yosef will not smell a bad smell. To feel, Hashem is with you. And I taught to myself for years. I know, the Chaim Shmulevitz says it. He sold his brothers, his shiftika, paskin, and his chayiv misa, and Hashem was mitzta'af imayim. They're selling him for a slave. It's over. His life is finished. And he sees Hashem changed. Smell. That he could feel Ashgoche. And Vaisa is that Ashgoche helped him to pass the Golas. It was hard for me to understand, but I believed Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Today when I heard it from a person that lost this week his wife. And lost this week his daughter. He's left lonely in his life. He himself got hurt. And he says, I opened my eyes and I saw that it's the only one paramedic lady that I know in the world. And Hashem sent her to be with me in that moment. I felt Hashem is with me. You are Gosh as the Chaim Shmulevitz. Sometimes you don't feel till you see the Chazal. Vayikra. We're going to learn the Parsha of Sakarbonis and Avzog Ma'akdome. Everyone knows it's also Pesach Dikshleishim, Yom Kimat. There's a Machlekes Rambam in Rambam. Let me close the door in the kitchen where he's talking. So. Oh, see, he didn't see the paramedic yet. Machlekes Ramban and Rambam. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu said to build a Beis Hamikdash? In Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Milchus Beis Abchire, The Rambam says, Mitzvas ese laso is bayis la Hashem. Muchan liyo is makrivim boy. V'choygigim eilov shalosh pa'amim bashona. Shenem has osu limigdash. So the Rambam says, Mitzvas ese laso is bayis la Hashem. Liyo is muchan liyo is makrivim boy. The purpose of the bayis la Hashem is liyo is muchan liyo is makrivim boy. For the korbanos. Sefer HaMitzvos Shetzivonu livno is beis avoido. Shabtai has a andere girse beis abchira la avoido. Shabtai Frenkel. Aber the tzivonu livno is beis abchira. Livna is beis abchira la avoido. So it's mashma in the Rambam that the purpose of beis amigdash is to have a house to serve Hashem korbanos. The Rambam in Parshas Truma says different. Hinei hem kdoishim reuim sheyivne bo emigdash lehashris shchinosoi velochen tzivotchilo ala mishkon veikar chayfetz Hashem b'mishkon. במקדוש מוקים מנוחס השכינה שהוא האורן אל כנהיגדים האורן סזן פרשס איקר ויש המצווה הראשונה ועושו אורן כי איקר השכבונה במשכון ליו יש יושב הקרובים נרמן צזיר את הבגינינג ויקרו כאשר הישלים את המשכון חומש מויס קונס חומש ויקרו זאת ברמן פרס רמן ויקרו על הקורבונס שיוכלו להקריב קורבנס שיהיה להם כפורו שלא יסתלק המקדוש. בוא נפקר פה ברמבה. ברמבה, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was that we'll have a place to serve Hashem קורבנס. ברמבה שיתפקר, the purpose of the Mishkan was Hashem שכינוסי. And we could stop in Pasha Shmois. Why Pasha Zvaikro came שנוכל להסקפר שלא יסתלק ממנו המקדוש, that the Mikdash will not run away from us. So the Rambam learns that the purpose of the Mishkan is Korbanos. And Rabban state the opposite. The Kasha is from Lela Seyda. What is the Kasha? From Lela Seyda. Selling the Seyda? America, I think they do it twice every year. Alachas kamo toivo kfulum chopele soleinu wa alamokrim. קרבנו לפני הר סיני ונוסה לנו את התורה והכניסנו לארץ ישראל ובונו לנו את בית הבחירה לכפר על כל אבינסינו. So בונו לנו בית הבחירה לכפר על כל אבינסינו. So it says that the purpose of בית הבחירה is לכפר על כל אבינסינו. So לכו את זרעי דלויקי הרמב"ן, זרעי דלרמב"ן. So from my father-in-law, I heard the Teretz, said of Leila Seder, he says that it's a chilek tzvishin the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash. So he said it to the Mishkan Chochme. The Mishkan Chochme says that in the Mishkan, if the Orin gets lost, there's no Or Mishkan. It's Mishkan Eidus, how we call it. Mishkan Eidus. Lo yitzir, the Orin goes away, it's always Mishkan. מספחיר, מקריב עם אבא, איבן אבידון הדאור, אין לביס המקדוש הסקאיה. אז חולק ביסוד, די מישכון מוזמוק עם אשרו עשה שכינה. אבל ביס המקדוש, וזה איקר בקרבונס. די ביס המקדוש מוזנן מוקף אשרו עשה שכינה עומי. וזה מוקף בקרבונס. זה שטיקל ראיה, זה דאנצה לבריסקי קשה. לבריסקי קשה, זה בוא לנו ביס הבחיר לחפר על כל המנסינו. We had a Mishkan already. Was Bonanu Besabchir Lechaber Kavanaseh? This was a temporary, this is a Kavua. Tell us that, like, forget, like the Rambam Take. The Mishkan was not Lechaber Kavanaseh. The Mishkan was Mokim Ashraf Tashkina. Hashem said you could do Kavanas there to take care of the Matzot. But the Mishkan was Mokim Shachanti Besaricho. The Besamigdosh is Andrezach. Was taken the class will come to Eretz Yisrael, they will have a place, they have children to do kapara. So it's taken under Ezach. Vayikro. If you look at the Chumash, the Aleph of Vayikro is very small. It's called Aleph Zeira. Shall why the Aleph is Zeira? So the Balaturin brings down. Zag the Balaturin. So much pirushim you can't see nothing. Find it here. So the trees, you don't see the forest. Aleph Vayikra Zehiro Shemoyshe Lerotza Lichtev Elo Vayikar Kederich Shenemar Bebilom Kiilu Loi Nire Loi Hashem Elo Bemikre Anove Ve'omar Lehakadosh Baruch Hu Lichtev Gam Be'alef Ve'ksov Ha'Ktana Ve'ksov Ha'Ktana. He wanted to write Vayikra Vayikra, like Bilom Paparai Hashem Tov Enoch, write Vayikra. So, Gemach was claimed. This is the Balaturim. You know, Balaturim Alamol, the Mavinim know that you learn. Even though it's famous, the Balaturim made it in one night. It's famous that the Tur written his Pirush, Arashas, Al Baturim. So he came to the Rosh to tell his father, you know, I did a Sefer. His father told him, you never written nothing Al HaTeira first. So that night he written the Balaturim Al HaTeira. He said, I told his father, I written Al HaTeira. So he told him, you could print the Tur. So now we're speaking about one thing, and we started talking about a blink of a minute, yeah? So, what was the Omer? Hashem, he wanted to write Vayikar, and Hashem told him Vayikro. So the Ksav Sefer says a Givaldi Gazach. What do you mean he wanted to write Vayikar? It's a shaker. It's not a shaker. Hashem did Mosh Vayikar, like Bilam. Was it? Yeah. Loiken Avdi Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them. He has to be Kodesh V'Torich. He has to be Porush from his wife. Because to him I come without Ahchona. To Bilam Hashem came B'derech Mikra without Ahchona. To Moshe also Hashem came without Ahchona. Tzvei Andere without Ahchona. To Bilam he came without Ahchona as a B'derek. When he passed by the way, he moved aside. So Moshe was on Ahchona. Moshe was the whole time Evan Hashem. Hashem just talked to him. He didn't have to be like a Novi to prepare himself. This is what Hashem told Miriam and Aaron. Why Moshe was Perish Min HaYisha? You get ready, and when you're ready, then the Nevuah comes. I to Moshe the whole time I speak to Moshe. So Moshe has to be B'Kedusha the whole time. So the Etzem was right to write Vayikar. So Moshe wanted to write Vayikar. He will mean this, and the Eilom will think this. A minute will sign another. Aber nicht kein Sheker. Hashem told him Vayikra Miloshen Anove, Miloshen Chibo. So Vayikra is also Miloshen Chibo. So he written the Aleph small, that is Meramez everything. Meramez that he wanted to write, and it's Meramez Vayikar Loike Nevuas Moshe Kichol HaNeviim, and it's also Meramez Miloshen Chibo. So the Aleph is small, that's time the Aleph is small. Stake Mashmoeth.
It would have been a lot more Anove, it would have been a big Aleph. Because now we know that it was a humble ride.
But if we're not in Rao, it would not be. It's also Teir. Ish Moshe Anov also is written in the Teir. Anov doesn't mean to fool yourself. So it's andere Madrege. Vayikro Hashem el Moshe. Vayikro Hashem el Moshe. Sog de Medrash Rabin. Har b'shemois yesh loy. Yered shehoyrid toiro Avi soiche, aviyem shal nevim Omar lehakadosh baruch hu lemoyshe Moyshe Ein ani koyre oyscho Elo beloshen Moyshe Shekoro oscho bas paroi Shenemar Vatikro shmoy Moyshe Hu dichsiv vayikro Hashem el Moyshe. As I state in the Medrash Rabbe, Moyshe has a lot of names. Hashem said, I will call you only in the name of Moyshe. זאת רב חיים שולביץ בחורה ירד שהוירי תוירו אבי סויכה אבים של נביאים סויכה סויכה ברוח הקדש מוישה זה לא שבחן מוישה זה מוזה זה שבחן בספרוי that is the least name. Forget about that a goyte gave the name. But it's the least name of Moshe. The name every time shows who is the person. Avi, Avim Shal Navim. Soyche, Soyche Baruch HaKadosh. Yered, Shoyi Retoiro. Moshe, she took him out of the water. So like Yochai Shulevitz, she was Moshe Nefesh. And because Mesiras Nefesh that she did, that Mesiras Nefesh went into the kid. Hashem told Moshe, from all of your milas, what sticks out is Mesiras Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemosar Nafshei Aleihem, he said, Loi Mimeni, Shemosarti Nafshei Aleihem, Arboim Yerim, Arboim Laila, we spoke in Adar Rechum Mishiyurim. Ma'en ha-nikoy ha-oyscho, lo yered, ve lo avi, ve lo yisoyche, ha-nikoy ha-oyscho, Moshe. Odom ki akriv michem korban. Odom ki yakrim mikem kom. Zog drashi, Odom, lo mo nemar, Odom orishan lo yikrim min hagezer shakol shaloi. Shakol shaloi. Af atem lo yitakribu min hagezer. Shaila is, the Gemara bo bekame learns out, korboni ve lo yagozu. Lochem ve lo yagozu. So nazo droshe, Odom, מה אדם הראשון לא יקרים מן הגזר שהכל שלא יפעתם? אנו זו גם פשעת, את אדם הראשון אם גזל הכל, that even if it's mutter, but it was not, it's not yours. You have to know, what is this new drosha of אדם? מה אדם לא יקרים מן הגזר, לפעתם לא יתקריבו מן הגזר, we have so much פשוקים, אתם ממהד גזר. לא סיבה. לגמורה says, אדם כי יקרים, זאת לגמורה. עכשיו שאין ביס המקדוש שולחוני של אדם מחפר עולם זוג דרוח החיים שולחוני של אדם מחפר if a person knows to eat לשם שמיים if a person knows to eat לשם שמיים his achila is ממש like a korban like a korban goes up to Hashem and מצד שני a person himself has what to eat from it. If a person eats l'shem shomayim, his korban is mechaper. So it's brought down in the Pirush HaGro to Rus from the Avraham Simcha Mistaloto. He says, "Shomati be'atzmi sipur noiflo midoidi agoyen me'oreb chaim valoshina." Pam achas nichnas a ruach. Once a ruach ro went into the chotzer in the shul in Vilna. It was a tumult. Everyone came to see the dibuk. Not like the dibuk that was recently, a real dibuk. And the goyim opened the window to see what is the tumult outside. And when the dibuk saw the goyim, he yelled, "Rebbe, you're the one that the machrizim bebeizim shel malo izaru beliyahu bemishnosai. Im ata goyzer olai b'mayim al picho, even without a shvua, without nothing, without koiles and shvoifres, I will go out." The Goyen says, answer them, Me'oilom leirotzisi esek imochem. Gam ato eni roitze ledabo imchem. I don't want to have shaykhis to chuchas. If they tell them to go out, I don't want to have shaykhis. And a couple years later, was a dibuk in Novardok. So one of the people, and he was talking all different zachen. So people once wanted to see Taka, and they told him, "You know, we'll take you to Vilna, to Rabbi Eliyahu HaChassid, and he will tell you to leave the kid." So he said, the Dibuk answered, "You know that we're scared from him, but he already promised us that he doesn't want to have Shaykhis now, so we're not scared. He will not talk to me." So they asked the Dibuk, "Why are you scared from him? He doesn't fast. Chmachmach can see Gufim." So the Dibuk answered, "Oi, you don't understand. When he eats, this kills us. When he eats, it's mamish like korbanos." That's the Gemara. Adam ki yakriv achshav she'ein la'adam shulchan. This is what the big rebbes would do tishim me'raivin ne'raivin. This was the arimek. Person that knows how to make a suda, his suda could be like a korban. So we're going back to Hashayil. What is the pasuk Adam ki yakri? We know that Hashem doesn't want. So the Chafetz Chaim says, "A gevaldike zach. Hashem doesn't want that there be even a shemetz gezer in the kol." Chafetz Chaim said, "What is a shemetz gezer? A person, people think that he's a talmid chacham and they give him money. He knows that he's not Gezel. I say more for that. Sometimes you have a friend that thinks that you love him. Like him, maybe is a better word. You hate him. But, you know, you play nicely. He gives you Mishlach Manas. Gezel. 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 He thinks that he's investing. He doesn't know that he's pouring it to a place that has a home. That's his Gezel. So, better later than that.
What's better to hold
on? You have to know. You expect him. Rabbi Ella Lapian said once that he went, Mezeda, he said he went to visit the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim was saying benching. And the Chafetz Chaim, in the middle of benching, he says, Lori li matnas basol vadam, Lori li al vasam, Kim li yadcho amlea hapsucha al yadish al chodo, Shalai nevoish velai nikolem lo ilom vayel. Ve'noat atzichainu, Lori li matnas basol vadam, Lori li al vasam, Kim li yadcho amlea hapsucha al yadish al chodo, Shalai nevoish velai nikolem lo ilom vayel. And the Chafetz Chaim said, Oi! So after benching, Rabbi Ella asked the Chafetz Chaim, said, what is the pshat? Kim liyotchom, lo yidei matnas basol vadam, velo yidei alvosom, kim liyotchom, lo yapsur al yishav ochova, shelo yi nevoish velo nikolem, lo ilom vaed? Someone means, lo ilom vaed means forever, they have a lot of money forever, but lo ilom vaed means ilom abba. What is the shaykhaz, shelo yi nevoish velo nikolem, lo ilom vaed? Not that Zichainu lay them at Nas Basalvadam, the lady the Alvasam, Kim Leyotham, Leapsish of Ochova, Shalina Vaisha and Kalem Leyelam Vahed, he said, yeah. If you get a matana from Basalvadam, the Alvasam, they think you one thing, and you're something else, when you come up to the Shamayim, the Chapsach Bizyanis. Chapsach Bizyanis. That's it. But if we need to get from different people, once I had a different pshat. I said from the Fetter of Avram told me once, one of the rabbis, this is not that tzricheinu lo yidei matnas basol vadam, lo yidei alvosom kim liyotcho. How? Lo yidei matnas basol vadam, lo yidei alvosom kim liyotcho. How? And that means that I'm going to work. I don't have no one to give me, no one to borrow me, only Hashem. What I mean, like pieces of gold will fall down. I found in my backyard oil pit. So live in the right country, yeah?
You still have to work to get the oil out.
I could sell it, yeah? About... Well, what's the shot? So he said like this, there's three people that give money. So the people, I support the whole Eretz Yisrael. I give me to Yad Eliezer, Choshev organization. Yeah, I give to everyone, Jack. Biggest person. It's a very Choshev organization, Chas V'Sholem. It's a mitzvah to give. Yeah? As a person. Lord, I'm not last for soul, but Hashem. I don't want from these people that they think that they support. Chumash. See, don't Lord, they have also. They give money to Mar. When they come in, they get into Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah? They're not giving to the answer. You give to this. It's a deal. Think you give money, you get a letter. Then you have time. You made a deal. Let me be out of awesome. Well, I gave the money. I didn't get exactly like I wanted. It's okay. You made a deal. Hashem. I like when people that give, they feel Hashem gave the money. It's a schus for them to give. Hashem, no ta tzricheinu. Lo yidei matnas basol vadam, ve lo yidei alvosom, kim liyotcho. Ham leyo, hapsucho, hakdeisho v'orichomo. I was sitting in a chasana last week. What a big, hazar isham. He asked me a favor before to mesadrefer in a meeting by someone in Los Angeles. I said, I was mesadrefer. And then, I was sitting, I came to the table, I said hello to him again, I met him 2 hours before. And his gabbet tzedakah was sitting near him. And the Gabbat Tzedakah tells me, no, you don't know what to ask for? I said, no. He said, no, ask for something. He's in a good mood. I said, okay, I know a family don't have money. Okay, $1,000. I said, I know another family. I said, every time I'm talking, I came into the hall. I said, you know, I'm talking, I don't know what to eat. Okay, he said, okay, wait. I don't want Martin Mercedes that he wants, yeah? And after everyone left, he gave me checks for everyone to bring over. Yeah? You know, I was like, I felt that the Kalim, till the moment that I walked in, I was like, you know, it was not my Kalim. So, after that, I thought, like, I was lucky, you know, Chmonis for him. You know, we just squeezed him out. So you don't understand. Now he has money. One day when he will lose his money, he will yell at me, why when I had, you didn't push me to give more? It's the chaschus! That guy was looking so close to him. Then now and then, I felt, this is the person. His money, give to tzedakah. Before you lose it, give it to tzedakah. And this guy is a Naaman, he's a Naaman. You know, and he says that he could loot me, he says in front of the guy, you know, could just burn him. He said, I'm doing a tithe to him. One day he will kiss me, now he's going to get upset at it, so what? He will kiss us one day. Say once, they were in Petterburg, right, it's going late. They were in Petterburg. Machavetz Chaim needed a piece of paper, it was a Knesia Gdeila. So, the Rashab, the Lubavitch, was there, and Chavetz Chaim borrowed a couple pieces of paper. Chavetz Chaim wanted to pay him. He didn't want to take the money. Chavetz Chaim told him, two piastas. Chavetz Chaim said, I have to pay you. Kids say he paid him two little pennies. So, he told him, look, for 2 pennies you made him a shuliach, but I gave you 2 pennies. So Chavetz Chaim told him, you know what is 2 pennies? If a person steals 2 pennies, could be born a malach that could kick the whole Petterburg in one kick. From 2 pennies, such a big malach habalach. You're telling me 2 pennies? I was once in Lake Beaker, Connecticut. I had to stay in a Friday fast for Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, I wanted to write him a thank you. But the dog is waiting outside the door and that. The kids are my son. So, was a pen there. So I asked if I could borrow the pen to write the thank you note. Kids, I written the note. I come down, see the whole family in the corner, schmoozing and speaking, like whispering. I felt so bad. I'm sure they thought that I stole something, yeah? Like, Mama just had like a whole asif in the family. So I said, excuse me, you know, I feel very insulted, maybe you could cheer me in the discussion. They didn't want to. I said, please. So the son said, we'll tell you, Rabbi, but it's very funny. You know, we don't understand why you asked permission to write with a pen. The first time in the life they had someone asking permission to use a pen in his room. Well, use the pen, what do you ask for? Loyala ladas by them, that is a musa that you can't use someone else's thing. They were sure I'm a shur in there. I just wanted to call it back. They were sure not normal. Like, you come to the house, I could breathe. you get a pill, you know. The whole family didn't know what to do. I thought, maybe I'm so poor, and I don't know what is a pen. I go, look at the pshat people were going out there. What is the pshat? The guy asked for a pen. I think Yvaldik and Meisa this week, punk. And a Talmud of mine, Avram Zoldon, came, Mamash left, he's leaving now, 10 minutes. I thought, I thought, what you came to El Tisrael? I didn't have to learn the Manik of Schustak. I asked him, what you came to El Tisrael for? He tells me, I came for a visit. I mean, he called me up the Maize Friday to ask me if you could go to the Kaisel. You know, some people think that you could go to the Kaisel, make it now, but like, you're not allowed to. Yeah, so he called me up. I said, oh, you came to El Tisrael, and I didn't see he was close to me. 10 years ago, we were like, Mamash, very close. From there, we never met, maybe. And what? So I said, oh, you know, El Tisrael, you come to visit with your mishpacha. So, yeah, for sure. The kids, I'm sitting in the shiur room. He walks in. And I'm looking, you know, maybe someone else is coming out. No. I got upset, you know. Made up your come with the mishpacha. So he's telling me that, the truth is he came b'schus his wife. His wife was working for someone. His name is Yehuda. Something in Lakewood. Amoli was a very big gevir. He would give the Kerel Chazanish $100,000 a year tzedakah. And B'kitzi, he was going down and down and down and down and down. And very down and very down. Mamish, nothing was there. So she wanted to leave. She wanted to leave. And Maisa Gala, he was paying her. She's very tichtik. But she knew soon everything is collapsing and he will not have nothing left. So she wanted to leave to take a different job. So he went to ask the Shaila. The Maize, if she would leave, he's collapsed. There's nothing left of him. But the Maize, she knows in 3 months there's nothing left. Now she has a very good offer. She could go be head of a different company. So she asked the Shaila, said, if he's paying you the wage, of course I'll tell you, you have to stay. She stayed. Now he became a Gvirade. He found that he's selling it as a pad. You put it at the bottom of your foot, it takes off all the bad things of your body. Millions of people are buying it, right? So, the kids are like, say that he sent her on a business plan trip with, you know, business class, with everything, with her to, now to show it here to the government here, they wanted to see it. So he came with her. So maybe he couldn't bring her, but he's the Eved, he's the Lost Leper. So tell you what do you think is the Maaseh? He said 5 years ago, I'm sorry, maybe 6 years ago, the Mikveh Dalton, Lakewood, they wanted to extend. And it would be disturbing his backyard or something, especially people would come by night, and not the schmuck. He didn't let the Mikveh. Maaseh, then he lost all his money over the years. And while he was so close to Kel Chazanish, so the Gabbai of Reb Chaim Kanievsky every day would tell Reb Chaim after davening, Yehuda ben Parnasa. For 3 years, Reb Chaim says it over. Recently, Reb Chaim went over to the Gabbai and told him, what's the event that must be the mikveh? So he said, you know, he was stopping at the mikveh. 3 years after every day, Reb Chaim says it. Reb Chaim told him, tell him to best mechila from all the askanim in the mikveh and to start to learn mikvahs. And in 2 months, he became again this Gvirade. So he says, he's here now. Nishta Chepin. Mikveh. Nishta Chepin. Mominus, you don't chep. You don't chep. It's Makurish Boch. There was once a Maisa Chavetz Chaim, the yeshiva in the Chavetz Chaim was very, very poor. There was no money. Came a letter with a big donation. Everyone was given a yontef. The yontef of Yosef Koyen Gorbu, Chavetz Chaim. Check, yeah? After 2 minutes, Chofetz Chaim says, send it back. Said he saw the letter that he sent, Lichvod HaGoyen HaGodol Chofetz Chaim. Said he thinks I'm a Goyen HaGodol, that's the reason he sent the money. He has a mistake, I'm not such a Goyen HaGodol. It's a big gezel. Because he sent it to the Goyen HaGodol, I'm a fool, I'm not. It's a made it a gezel, I don't want to touch the money. Chofetz Chaim didn't use the money. He's sending it to the Goyen HaGodol, I know I'm not a Goyen HaGodol. So it's not to me, it's for someone else. He thinks that I'm a good. His mama stims with the maise, Shaloini Kolum, Veloi Neva, Shaloini Namabo. Chofetz Chaim was knowing in himself this reinkheit. Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim state that all of the halachos that are noyeg in korbonis are noyeg in tefillah. You have to have nice clothes, like the animal cannot be dirty. You have to be a makbid on gezel. Gezel doesn't mean only to steal. You chap someone's place. Maaseh of Rabbi Yisrael, you chap someone's ear. Someone was standing in the door. The ear didn't come into the shul. So he tried, Gazlin! And tefillah, you have to be makbid. Some people daven loud, they disturb different people. Say krishma late in the room, you know. Loud dikduking until everyone wakes up, yeah? And they don't wake up, the man is killed already, everyone is up, yeah? You have to know, and tefillah, as they visit the dikdukim of Gezel, and tefillah also has to be dikdukim. Not chas v'shalom to use someone else's. I'm a Zemperic base, Pasuk Aleph, Allah Pasuk. V'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha la'Hashem soiles ir korban. Zot Rashi. Nefesh. Loi nemar nefesh b'chol ha'korbanes. Elo b'mincha. Mi darki v'isnadev mincha oni. Amar kedish boruchu ma'ale ani olov ki'ilu hikriv nafsh. Person that doesn't have nothing and is makriv beiz alef. Beiz alef. Nefesh. Frag the afloer. Minchas Nedava comes with oil, with levaina, it's more expensive from oila sa'if. It's one little chicken. A shekel or two, you can buy it. A little baby chicken. So why do you say that the minchas nedava is nefesh? The chicken is the nefesh. The lowest is the common, is the oila sa'if. This mincha that we have here, mincha soilas, yotzakta on Hashem and nosata on Levoina, quite expensive item. Zog da afloa, you're right. The Ali doesn't have nothing. He can't even buy a little chicken. But a mincha he could buy. He can buy also. But he gets one day one little piece of, how you call the little ones of the wheat?
Kernel.
Gets one as a one like that, another like that, five, six, seven, he has. Then Levoina grew in El Tisrael. He would pick some Levoina. Oil he would get from Minchas Ani, and eventually he would have a kol. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshev. Getting together, like my grandfather Olav HaShalom, he was in Siberia. He sat in Siberia for 6 years, 4 or 5 years. So how they did matzahs? For the couple months before Pesach, when it was even earlier, every day when they went out to work, they would take one kernel and they will hide it inside the sacks. So if someone chaps, okay, one kernel fell into the sack. And like this, over 3 months, everyone came in with one kernel. They had enough to grind it before Pesach to make a kezayis matzah. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Nefesh! Same thing as in learning. Noch habisul. Noch ha'aloche. Noch ha'blat. Noch ha'blat. Noch ha'chazore. Noch ha'chazore. Nefesh. Kitakrif. Finish it one more thing. Chafetz Chaim says a lot of people are menachem themselves. You know, it's worse boys for me. You know, it's boys already that finished this man. Yeah? Bad ones. But they finished this man already. Yeah? Nothing will come out of them. Say it. Yeah, Ingelight. You know, Baruch Hashem, I come. These guys don't come bichlal. Adam Chagiga, these guys even don't do that. Yeah. You know, some better guys are going to give up a stack. Ah, it's worse. It's worse for me. See, no, I'm not so bad. You know, I give up. I'm not so bad. You know, it's people that are better. But I'm not so bad. So, Ibn Chafetz Chaim. A Oshir is not Yoytze Minchas Oni. As I stated. It's not even b'di'evet. Ha'oshir b'das is not yoytzev and minchev oni b'das. There's no music to say, I'm not the worst. A person that could be good in the middle is nothing. He's not yoytzev. A good Shabbos, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, maybe Shah is like the Eved Ivri. What's Shah Eved Ivri? Should be every Eved. Shah is, if you're stealing, you're Eved. Shah is the good guy that thinks he's okay, he's taken out the good guy. He's taken out the Oish that wants to give the oni. He's not the Oish.
Yeah, but...